It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And also, you know, the major ballot question here in Connecticut is, should we have no excuse absentee ballots? And Andrew Brown from CT Mirror, he wrote about this. He actually goes into a whole bunch of different things related to it. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Did you vote yet, or did you vote early?
My polling location is very near to my house, so early voting would have been a further trip for me. So I'm voting today.
Oh, good. Yeah, but you haven't voted yet this morning?
I have not.
Okay. You know, these things are always interesting to me. My son was asking me about, you know, voter identification and why it's a partisan issue. And, you know, I used to be really uncomfortable even asking about voter ID because you're labeled like a conservative or this or that. And I'm just trying to find answers. And I'm curious, before we get into some of the other nuts and bolts, why is, you know, no excuse absentee ballot, why has this become such a partisan type deal that Republicans are so against it and Democrats are so for it?
I think you could look at a lot of things, but I think that the elephant in the room there is the former President Trump's statements about the absentee voting process after his 2020 election loss. I don't think people, well, first of all, absentee voting expanded right during the pandemic.
Right.
Expanded all over the country as a result of that pandemic. And what transpired, Trump saying that, you know, the election was stolen from him as a result of fraud that he did not prove in court. And so I think you don't have to look too much further than that as to why there is a growing partisan divide over trust in the election, especially in absentee balloting.
Although, you know, in this cycle, you know, Trump has been telling people to vote early. Maybe not so much absentee ballots are a little different. My question with the absentee is, it took me a long time to get answers and figure it out, was how do you guarantee, you know, that the person is the person who voted? And they talk about the matching of the signatures and all of that stuff. But how likely is this to pass, and what does it actually mean? Is it going to really have any demonstrable impact on anything in our elections, or is it just an open option for people? Because I don't know that it'll even move the needle in terms of voting.
Right, that is the argument that Republicans are making, that we now have early voting, and thus we don't need this no-excuse absentee voting. That's what Ben Proto, the chairman of the Republican Party, has been saying. As far as like how this is going to go, there's only a couple signals that we can even read at this point. We did a poll at the Connecticut Mirror. It showed a deep partisan divide over this ballot question. Again, Republicans, like 80-something% Republicans who answered that question, said that they were opposed to the referendum. 78% of Democrats said they were in support. Independents were largely split down the middle. So it could be rather close.
Yeah.
People are hoping, the people who are supporting the referendum are hoping that that voters who passed the new early voting just 2 years ago by a 60% to 40% margin will do the same for no excuse absentee voting. So if they get that type of turnout that they did for early voting, then it very well could pass.
We're talking with Andrew Brown from CT Mirror. Again, if you go to ctmirror.org, the piece is CT No Excuse Absentee Voting Ballot Question, Will Voters Approve? And as we just broke down, it could be close. It'll really be, sounds like, up to the sort of the unaffiliated voter to determine what happens. Would this have a demonstrative cost to the Secretary of the State's office or anybody if this change was made?
I don't know if there was a fiscal note on any of the legislation that had to pass in order to put this referendum on the ballot. I think the cost, what this referendum does, I think that's a question that's still up in the air, because what this ballot question does is give lawmakers the ability to pass a new law on absentee voting. And so they could structure that in a bunch of different ways. And that could affect the cost. You know, Republicans have said that they are concerned that this would be used to create a law like California's in which everybody automatically gets an absentee ballot, whether they requested one or not. That is not what the state of Connecticut currently has, right? You have to submit an application for an absentee ballot in order to get that ballot in the mail. So there's a lot of things still up in the air about this that will be decided by lawmakers. But essentially, going into the voting booth today, essentially what you should know is that if you vote yes, then you're voting to say the Constitution can be changed, and you're giving state lawmakers the authority to pass a new absentee voting law.
Right. So this is the next. This isn't the final step in the process.
That's correct.
Yeah, and that's true with a lot of these kind of ballot initiatives. They still need to pass something. This is a constitutional amendment, but sometimes you need to enact some sort of legislation. We're talking with Andrew Brown from ctmerritt.org. In the process of going through this this whole process and learning about it, anything else you want to add to people, or something you learned about our voting process that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, I mean, I don't. I've covered absentee voting here largely through the lens of what happened in Bridgeport last year,
right?
With the election being overturned because of allegations of absentee ballot abuse down there. So, I don't think that has helped the image of absentee voting here in the state of Connecticut. But I think, from the people I talked to for the story that I wrote last week, most of the state is not viewing this amendment through the lens of Bridgeport and their problems with absentee voting.
Interesting.
People who are doing door knocking are talking about voting access in general on a larger scale, and may not be contemplating the allegations and the criminal charges in Bridgeport.
Where are you going to be? Are you going to be anywhere special tonight?
I'm heading down to Fairfield County to watch the very competitive legislative race between Ryan Fazio and Nick Simmons.
That's a big race. Big race.
It is.
And if Simmons wins, I mean, I have nothing involved in either one, but Fazio, I thought, was like a rising Republican star, and he could very well lose this. There's no doubt it's going to be tight. Well, good luck tonight. I hope everything works out well, Andrew. We really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.